whether X should be required to register on the Sahyog portal. So instead of replacing jobs, AI could actually shift GCCs up the value chain. Where the big bucks are flowing in India's startup world today. Lenskart co-founder and Shark Tank investor Piyush Bansal has a hot take on omnichannel retail.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So before we get into the top stories today, a quick update from the Karnataka High Court, where Elon Musk-owned X Corp, formerly known as Twitter, continues its legal battle against certain provisions of India's IT Act. So today's hearing was all about whether X should be required to register on the Sahyog portal, something the government insists is just a procedural step. But X is calling this a censorship portal and not willing to join it. And the legal team of X argues that intermediaries like the platform should not be forced to join the Sahyog portal. So the court has scheduled the final hearing for April 24th. Until then, X remains protected under an interim order. So this case could have big implications for digital platforms in India. So we'll definitely keep an eye on it and let you all know. Moving on to AI, there's been a lot of chatter about whether AI will disrupt India's booming global capability centers or GCCs. So some experts like former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan have warned that AI could make these centers obsolete. But industry leaders are really pushing back on this, saying AI is actually an opportunity, definitely not a threat. Nilesh Thakkar from Zinnov told Money Control that AI will in fact elevate GCCs to become more strategic rather than just back office operations. So instead of replacing jobs, AI could actually shift GCCs up the value chain, focusing on governance, AI-assisted engineering, and innovation. But there's a catch here. India's education system needs a serious upgrade to keep up with AI-driven jobs, as per multiple industry experts. So experts say AI literacy should be as important as coding in education, and universities need stronger collaborations with the industry. So, well, the bottom line here is GCCs need to adapt fast, and so does India's workforce. Otherwise, they definitely are at the risk of falling behind in the AI race. Next up, let's check out where the big bucks are flowing in India's startup world today. We have some back-to-back funding news today. So three startups just secured fresh funding, one in fintech, one in content, and one in D2C space. Looks like the funding winter is far away. So let's start with Scapia, a fintech startup launched by former Flipkart Senior Vice President Anil Gotethi, has secured $40 million in its Series B round, led by Peak 15 Partners and participation from Elevation Capital and Binny Bansal's Three State Ventures. So Scapia's game plan here is to add more perks for travelers through lounge access and hotels. Next up, we have Pratilipi, the digital storytelling platform, which has secured around $20 million in funding from Jungle Ventures. So the company plans to use the funds to accelerate its international expansion, particularly into the US, and to explore new storytelling formats such as animation and vertical drama shows. Looks like AI is playing a role here too. And finally, something for all the foodies out there. Sweet Karam Coffee, the Chennai-based startup known for its authentic South Indian sweets and snacks and filter coffee, of course, has raised around $8 million from Fireside Ventures and Peak 15 Partners. Looks like the South-based startup is planning to expand offline, reach new markets, and strengthen their regional product lineup. Looks like, as we said, the funding winter is far away, but investors are still being cautious into what sectors they pump in the money. But AI seems to be a favorite bet. So next up, let's talk retail. Lenskart co-founder and Shark Tank investor Piyush Bansal has a hot take on omnichannel retail, and it's all about flipping the script. At Startup Mahakumbh in Delhi today, Bansal said that companies are too focused on being omnichannel when they should be focused on being omni-customer. He basically means that brands shouldn't get caught too much into online versus offline debates. Instead, they should follow the customer wherever they go. So he gave the example of an iPhone. Whether you buy it from Amazon, a Chroma store, or an Apple store, you're the same customer. The channel is secondary here. So Bansal also said that metrics like customer retention and acquisitions matter way more than just tracking online versus offline sales. Well, that's a wrap for today's news roundup. We hope you found these stories interesting. Shout out to our amazing reporters Rishabh Shah, Debangana Ghosh, Vikas Essen, Ahik Sur, and the entire Startup and Tech Bureau for the stories we spoke about today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on all platforms, including Money Control website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you all next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.